Kevin the Cat, Chapter 1. Once upon a time, in a bustling county shelter filled with the sounds of barks, meows, and the occasional chirp, there lived a very special cat named Kevin. Kevin wasn't just any cat. He was a unique and charming feline with a story that tugged at the heartstrings of everyone who met him. He had been at the shelter for 4 long months, waiting patiently for his forever home. Kevin was a striking cat with a mostly black coat that gleamed like polished onyx under the shelter's fluorescent lights. His legs, chest, and belly were a contrasting snowy white, making him look like he was wearing a tuxedo. But the most captivating feature of Kevin were his eyes. They were the color of amber, warm and inviting, like the glow of a sunset. And then there was his ear, the one that had given him the nickname, Cauliflower-Eared Cat. It was crinkled and folded in a way that set him apart from the other cats. No one at the shelter knew how his ear had been hurt, but one of the veterinarians remarked that it added to his charm, making him look both rugged and handsome. Despite his unique appearance and affectionate nature, Kevin had a tough time finding a home. Many families who visited the shelter were drawn to him because of his gentle purrs and the way he nuzzled against their chest when they picked him up. But there was a catch. Kevin didn't get along with other animals. Whenever he was let out of his cage for his daily exercise, he would walk up to the other cats' cages and start hissing and swatting. The shelter staff believed that Kevin's distrust of other cats stemmed from a difficult past. It was likely that when he had been lost from his home, he had encountered wild cats who weren't too friendly. These encounters had left Kevin wary and defensive. Kevin's hope for a new home was kept alive by his favorite person at the shelter, a kind and gentle volunteer named Shelley. Shelley had a special way with animals, and she always made Kevin feel loved and important. She would spend extra time with him, brushing his fur and talking to him in a soothing voice. Kevin adored these moments, and he would purr and chirp contentedly, feeling safe and cherished. However, there was one curious thing about Shelley. She called him Dante. Kevin didn't mind, but he often wondered if she knew his real name was Kevin. Every day, Kevin watched as families came and went, taking other cats home but leaving him behind. He tried to be on his best behavior, rubbing against the bars of his cage and meowing softly, hoping to catch someone's attention. But when other cats were around, his anxiety would get the best of him, and he would start to act out. The shelter staff understood his behavior, and they didn't hold it against him, but they knew it made it harder for him to find a home. One sunny afternoon, a family came into the shelter looking for a new feline friend. They had a little girl named Emma, who was around 8 years old, with bright blue eyes and a smile that could light up a room. As they walked through the rows of cages, Emma stopped in front of Kevin's cage.
"Look, Mommy, this kitty is so pretty," she exclaimed, her eyes wide with excitement.
Kevin, sensing her gentle spirit, walked up to the bars and rubbed his head against them, giving her his special chirps. Emma giggled and reached out to pet him. Kevin's amber eyes met hers, and for a moment, it seemed like he had found his match. Emma's mother, Mrs. Johnson, asked the shelter staff about Kevin, and they explained his situation, how affectionate he was with other people, but how he didn't get along with other animals. Emma wasn't paying attention while her mom talked with the other people in the room. She spent the time petting Kevin and telling him how pretty he was and how she wanted to show him her house. Pretty soon, her mom came over to the cage. Mrs. Johnson knelt down to Emma's level and gently explained, "Sweetheart, this kitty is very special, but he needs a home where he can be the only pet. We can't bring Dante home because he won't get along with Whiskers. I'm so sorry, sweetie, but it was Whiskers' home first and he deserves a friend." Emma's face fell, and she looked sadly at Kevin.
"I'm sorry, kitty,"
she whispered before moving on to look at other cats. Kevin watched them go, feeling a pang of disappointment. It seemed like every time he got close to finding a home, something got in the way. He returned to his spot in the cage, curling up and closing his eyes. He was trying to hold on to the hope that his person was still out there, and that they would know his name was Kevin. The next day, something different happened. A tall, quiet man entered the shelter. He had kind eyes and a gentle demeanor. This man was friends with Shelley, and she had told him about Dante, the cauliflower-eared cat. Shelley thought that they could maybe be good friends and keep each other company. The man had been feeling lonely and decided to visit the shelter to meet Dante. Shelley greeted him with a warm smile. "I'm so glad you came, Ron. Let me introduce you to Dante." She led him to Kevin's cage, where the black and white cat lay. As soon as Kevin saw Shelley, he perked up, his amber eyes shining with recognition and affection. "This is Dante," Shelley said softly, opening the cage door. Kevin stepped out gracefully and walked up to Ron, looking at him with curious eyes. Ron knelt down and gently petted Kevin's head. "Hello, Dante," he said with a smile. Then his expression changed. "Wait," he said, "that's not your name. Your name is Kevin, the cat." "I've heard a lot about you," Kevin chirped his happiest chirp. This human knew his name. Kevin leaned into Ron's chest and nuzzled under his chin. He could sense the kindness in this man and felt an immediate connection. Ron looked at Shelley and said, "I think Kevin the cat is going to be my good buddy and pal." Kevin's heart swelled with happiness. Finally, he found his person, someone who understood him and would give him the love and attention he craved. Plus, the man knew his real name. Kevin nuzzled the man's hand, feeling a sense of contentment he hadn't felt in a long time. As Ron completed the adoption paperwork, Shelley looked on with tears of joy in her eyes. She knew Kevin was going to a good home where he would be cherished. "You're going to miss him, aren't you?" Ron asked Shelley as he picked up Kevin, now nestled comfortably in his arms. Shelley nodded, wiping away a tear. "I will, but I'm so happy for him. And who knows? Maybe I'll see him again, since we're friends." Kevin looked up at Ron and thought, "This is my human." He felt a surge of happiness, knowing he would no longer have to compete with other cats for attention. He would have this man all to himself, and that's exactly what he wanted. As they left the shelter, Kevin looked back one last time at Shelley, giving her a final glance with his amber eyes. He knew he would miss her, but he was ready for his new adventure with his human. Kevin the cat was finally going home, where he would be the center of attention and showered with all the love he deserved. And who knows, maybe he would see Shelley again someday, and they could reminisce about the days at the shelter. In his new home, Kevin, now happily called Kevin the Cat, flourished. He had his own cozy bed by the window where he could watch the birds outside. Ron spent hours playing with him, brushing his fur and talking to him in a soothing voice. The days of feeling anxious and defensive were behind him. He had found his place and he was happy. And so, Kevin the cauliflower-eared cat, who had waited patiently for 4 months, finally found his forever home. His journey had been long and challenging, but it was worth every moment. Kevin's story reminds us that even when things seem tough, there is always hope for a better tomorrow. And sometimes, all it takes is one special person to change everything.
Thank you for joining us for Community Stories Junior. I'm your host, Melissa Kay. Join us again next week for more stories from young people in your community.